Religious instruction, although not compulsory, was difficult to avoid. Those who opted out were penalized in subtle or even quite open ways. Sex education was minimal, and a gynecologist who usually instructed the children had explicitly ignored reality, informing bored and disbelieving kids that the only way to avoid AIDS and unwanted pregnancy was through chastity. Paradoxically, the children who most needed information were those least likely to get it. Later, just before lunch, Signorina Bianchi sat in the empty staff room. She had offered confidential information to anyone who needed it but did not expect to be approached. A girl looked in as she passed the open door. Their eyes locked briefly, then the girl ran off, the moment passed. Signorina Bianchi felt that she had failed, and perhaps she had. A few days later she would feel vindicated. What had happened would never have happened if they gave their children correct information. Isabel Plunkett Smith breathed in deeply. The air was cool and clear. It was all so marvelous, she thought as she surveyed her land. Only now, her thoughts ran on in their usual romantic fashion, could she really feel it her own, for today she was taking possession, as it were. Tonight she would sleep in her lovely house for the first time. She was a short woman, pleasantly plump as her ex-husband used to call her in the days when things were still good between them. He had moved on to calling her Fat Cow.